We're going to now transition to a time of Christmas prayer, and I invite you, as you are able, to rise for this time of prayer. And as I offer these petitions, you can respond with the words, "Hear our prayer," and you'll notice that as we get about three quarters into the prayer, there is a moment of silence, and we're going to take 30 seconds, and I know that there are lots of things that are heavy out there. We're going to take that time, and just quietly, you can uplift those thoughts. God hears them in our hearts. He knows what's in our minds, the scriptures tell us. He knows, even before we pray, what's on our minds. And so that gives us confidence to take a moment of silence and share that this evening. We bow our heads for prayer. Let us pray for God's great mercy, asking that he would hear our petitions and grant them according to his gracious will. As we recall the first Christmas, Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. Give us faith to never forget the magnitude and importance of his sacrifice for us in coming to the earth to be our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
As we remember Mary and Joseph, we thank you for the gift of family. Give us hearts to fully appreciate the gifts we receive through them and seek to be to those who cherish and nourish our family associations. Lord, in your mercy, as we echo the songs of the angels, we thank you for the gifts of poetry and music and for all the writers and composers who have enriched our celebration with their devotion and creativity. Give us eagerness to ever seek to bring you all that is the best and most beautiful in our worship. Lord, in your mercy, as we think of the shepherds to whom the angel brought the greatest news, we thank you for those who serve in the various vocations of life, including those whose daily work often goes unnoticed. We commend to your spiritual care, Lord, those in the military, our first responders and medical personnel, and all whose labor on our behalf is specially challenging or hazardous. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we consider those who were at the inn surrounding Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, we pray for all situations and conditions of people, especially those on our hearts, during this moment of silence. Lord, we do give you the thanks for family gatherings, especially this night and in the nights to come. Lord, may they be truly special, and may they warm the hearts of mothers and fathers and daughters and sons and grandparents in the days ahead. And Lord, we do pray for those families that are traveling this evening and in the days ahead. Keep them safe as you kept Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus safe on their journey all the way to Egypt and back. Lord, this evening we uplift the Schultz family as they are dealing with illness for Christopher and Noel and their family, but also for Rob and Colleen and Molly, that your hands would uphold them and carry them and see them through to their, according to your will, to their full recovery in the days ahead. And Lord, we do pray a special blessing tonight upon the people gathered here, those online and those out in the parking lot here at Peace Lutheran Church. Lord, may this good news tonight that we've heard not last just a moment or an evening, but may we hold it dear to our hearts as Mary held it dear to hers, so that it may stay with us in the time ahead and in the journey and season of life ahead for each one of us here this evening. Lord, be with each one that we named in our hearts. Bless them according to their needs. You know those needs, Lord. And give us opportunities to be of comfort and assistance in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we pray, gracious God, we remember our dear ones who have completed their earthly lives and now are in your eternal keeping. As the brightness of the light of Christ shines on them, may we follow their footsteps in ways of peace and love throughout our lives as we live to your glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.